Hello, how's it going? This is part one of my journey, 2012 to 2020. I'm going to do a 10-part series, podcasting, and it's going to cover just my journey over those last 8 years. I left San Diego and I visited three places to see which place I wanted to move to, and they were Long Beach, California, New York City, and San Francisco Bay Area, including Berkeley and Oakland. And I decided Long Beach. And this is the how and the why. There's three reasons why I'm doing this podcast. Number one is to teach people how to live differently with almost no expenses, and to share what I went through and to have a record of it so I don't forget, and it helped me to write it. And this isn't scripted, but I have sort of a broad outline that I'm going to follow so I don't repeat myself and I know what I said. So just to give a tiny bit of background, in 2011 and 2012, I had to fight four felonies, and I got it down to a one misdemeanor plea deal, and I didn't trust the jury, and on the day of my trial, I took it. And then right afterwards, I left San Diego. I lost custody of my daughter in the whole ordeal, and there's just really nothing left for me there. And so I wanted to go somewhere else. And so when, that's a whole nother story. But when I went to Long Beach to visit, I rented a storage unit, and I stuck all my belongings in that storage unit. And then I was able to fly to New York and to San Francisco, and then back to Long Beach without a big hassle. And that's always an important thing, you know, if you're living on the street, is to get a storage unit. You know, a lot of homeless people do that, or roofless people, whatever you want to call them. You know, you can get a storage unit, a 3x5 or a 5x5, depending on where you live and where it's located. You know, they cost anywhere between $40 and $100 a month. You know, they all have hours, too, that you can come in. The best ones are 6 a.m. until 10 p.m., and you could just schedule yourself around that time and come in when you need to. So when I visited Long Beach, you know, I decided that I wanted to go to college again. I wanted to study journalism, and I went to the Pacific Coast Highway campus, and I kind of thought that was where I would be going to school, but I found out that that was the satellite campus, and only a few courses and things were offered there, and I was going to have to go to Lakewood campus, which is the neighboring city up in North Long Beach, which was fine, but I just wasn't familiar with it. And actually, the Lakewood campus was really beautiful and nice and new, and I enjoyed it there. I studied journalism and studied poetry, and I took a few other classes too, like I've played guitar for years, and I took a guitar class just to have some fun. And so this is going to talk about the things that I went through and did. Some of it's personal. Some of it you might want to consider doing. Some of it you might laugh at. I don't care. So when I'm, and it's going to explain to you in the end how I've got confidence in what I do now and how I stopped living like an idiot, and how I lost respect for people that are destroying the planet. I think that's one of the major takeaways. Because when I moved to Long Beach and started living on the street in 2012, one of the first things I realized was how disgusting it was outside because of all the auto emissions. And you know, this is pretty relevant for right now because a lot of people in America are living indoors and not driving, and the air is getting cleaned up. And a lot of people are losing their jobs and can't pay their bills. And so I wouldn't be surprised if it creates a lot more homeless people. And everybody does homelessness a little bit differently. You know, some people work, some people don't. Some people go to school, some people don't. Some people push around a shopping cart, and some people don't. You know, in Long Beach, California, you could get arrested for pushing around a shopping cart. And I didn't even want to talk to homeless people with a shopping cart because I thought the cops may want to bother me just because I was in the vicinity. You know, it's different in Hawaii. And that's where I am now. And, you know, I'm doing this now because I've got time and energy and resources and know-how and technology. And I've got the stay-at-home order here in Kauai and a 9 p.m. curfew. So this is probably the ideal time to do it. I'm broadcasting live on Periscope. I'm recording it to put on my website and YouTube. And I'm also recording the audio file. So in case you can't see all of it, you can see it all later. And this is number one. I'm going to be recording 10 every other day for the next 20 days. And I'm going to put them online for you guys to see the same exact way. So the first one is Long Beach, and I'll tell you a little bit more about the other ones in the future, because they include organic food, they include moving to Hawaii, moving to Miami, moving back to Hawaii, and some of the things that I've seen and went through, and so on and so forth. I won't spoil it too much for you. Now, another thing that you might want to do if you have to live on the street or want to live on the street is to get a post office box, because it helps a lot to have an address. You know, the P.O. boxes through USPS are the cheapest, but they don't accept everything there. I got a P.O. box in Long Beach. Excuse me, not a P.O. box. I rented an actual mailbox from a mailbox company, and I was able to use it all the time. I even had medical marijuana sent there, which you cannot do with USPS because it's federally illegal. And so what they did actually, which is kind of odd, but the California-based company called Goddess, it used to be called Goddess Delivers. Now I think they changed their name to Ganja Goddess. And they're still emailing me right now. They've been doing a lot of business because people can't leave their house. And if I was in California, I'd probably still be using them. They have some great edibles, and they've got some great flowers. And I know marijuana is a good medicine, and it's recreationally fun. It helps my muscle spasms from a back injury that I had when I was a kid. So you might want to consider getting a mailbox. They'll pay off. And who knows, you know, if you get a letter from EBT, they're going to want to send it somewhere. You know, that's another thing you should consider too, is getting food stamps, EBT, if you're on the street, because that might pay for your whole food stipend, or at least a portion of it. All you have to do is go in and apply and tell them the truth about your situation and see if you qualify or not. Different states allot different amounts of money for food stamps. Hawaii has the largest amount, with over about $350 a month is the maximum. And California might be the second most. I think they're around $160 or $180 a month. And then all the other states just decide how much they want to give people, and it goes down from there. Another thing you might want to consider is cash aid, which is welfare. And I don't know how that works. I've never done that before. But some states offer just cash assistance to people. So when I was in Long Beach, California, and taking classes, I was there for over 2 years. I was in there for 4 full semesters and then a part of a 5th semester. I maintained over a 3.0 grade point average. And community college is free in California for low-income people. It used to be called a governor's waiver, and now I think it's called something else. And you used to have to live in the state for a year, I think, before you could qualify, and now they've waived that as well. So you could just move to California and start taking college courses if you want for free, if you have low income. And you can take as many as you want. You can go there your whole entire life if you want. So, and the good thing about college when you're on the street is, you know, it's a clean place. They got computers that you can use. You know, you're getting smart, you're around smart people that are learning and have some direction and some structure. You know, I enjoyed it a lot. Every morning I woke up before sunrise And I hopped on the bus, and I took it over to 24-Hour Fitness and took a shower, and then I went to school. And that's a great way to get cleaned up as well, is to get a gym membership, and then you can go there and get cleaned up. I started off in downtown Long Beach, and I used to sleep outside on the concrete in front of the library. Sleeping outside has its fair share of problems, but you get used to it. You know, there's some people have dogs, some people smoke cigarettes. You know, it rains sometimes, you gotta find a dry place. You get your stuff stolen sometimes. I had my things stolen two or three times in Long Beach that I recall. And once, two from outside and one from inside, the college one time. But I used to throw my sleep stuff on top of the library. It's kind of a secret little spot to keep it. And it disappeared one day. Somebody must have stolen it. You're not really supposed to walk on top of the library's roof, but some people did. I slipped up there one time, and I remember I hit my head as soon as I woke up, and it kind of rung my bell. But somebody stole my sleep stuff one night, my sleeping bag and my pillow, and I just walked over to the Walmart and bought a new sleeping bag and used it instead. You know, I think people that steal from homeless people have no soul. I don't believe in stealing from people, period. And especially if you don't have anything. So don't steal. You know, and don't perpetuate stealing. If somebody steals from you, just end it. Don't steal somebody else's stuff. So when I got my marijuana in the mail, I used a vaporizer, an herbal vaporizer. And I was real lucky that I had to plug it in. And so I plugged it in once in a while in a Starbucks bathroom, and it filled up these inflation bags, and I would cap them. It was by Vapier, V-A-P-I-R. And I had to grind it up first. I had a grinder that I got from my cousin before I left. I had visited him. And I even vaporized at school at Long Beach City College. There's an electrical outlet that was sort of away from things. Not that far away, but a little away. And, you know, there's this giant disgusting area for cigarette smokers and nowhere for people to use medical marijuana, which is horrible. And that made me upset. And then also, my sleep spot, I slept at a church at the corner of Cherry and Carson. And my stuff was stolen there one time because my backpack was underneath the bench I was sleeping on. But there was an electrical outlet there. And when I woke up, sometimes I plugged in there and I vaporized before I got my day going. I even vaporized at the gym a few times too. So, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. If you're determined and if you have the right headspace and the right confidence, people will let you do what you need to do. And I don't think that I really looked homeless and didn't seem like it. You know, some people look like it, and that changes people's attitude towards you too. A lot of people don't like homeless people because they piss on the ground, or they steal stuff, or they stink. You know, it's good to keep your nose clean, so to speak. So I wrote for the Viking newspaper, and I was also an editor. My editor-in-chief was named Jesus Hernandez. And so it was funny, I had to run my things by Jesus before I published them or wrote them. And it wasn't Jesus, it was Jesus. That's what his name was. I really enjoyed learning from Pat McKeon there. He was a journalism guru. And Mr. Epley, he was a great poetry teacher. Epic poetry classes. You know, I was thinking about returning, but McKeon retired. So I don't know if I'm going to go back now. Epley's still there, and he would be worth going to poetry classes for. So I got a couple tickets when I was there. The first day of school at Long Beach City College, I got a stupid jaywalking ticket. And then another time I got a ticket because I pooped in a bag behind a grocery store at like 5 in the morning or something. Nobody was around, and there's no bathrooms open. I couldn't, there's nowhere to go. And so I was trying to be responsible and poop in a plastic bag, and no security guard saw me, called a cop, and they showed up like super fast and gave me a ticket. Besides that, the only other time I got busted was when I was sleeping in front of the library at night one time. This police officer came by and started giving people tickets. And of course, everybody ran. But he detained me and one other guy, and he was writing the other guy a ticket as I waited, and I asked him if he could turn off his engine. And as soon as I asked him that, because it was stinky and I was choking, he handcuffed me and he took me to jail. And I had to be bailed out of jail to get out. That was pretty inappropriate. But long story longer, Long Beach is pretty strict on their homeless population, and they're not real nice to them. The Hawaiian police are a lot nicer. So I went to 24 Hour Fitness. There was a few of them there in Long Beach. I started off at the downtown one, and then once in a while I went to Bellflower, but the Lakewood one was the main one that I went to constantly. It was a huge one. It had a jacuzzi and a sauna and a steam room, and upstairs, downstairs is open 24 hours. A lot of them are not open 24 hours anymore. Like the downtown one closed at night on the weekends. And the one in Honolulu on Bishop started closing on the weekends too a couple of years ago. So I made it by with just a real small amount of money that my parents decided to give me. They were giving me $75 a week. But I also had an online business that I had set up before I hit the street. And it was making a little bit of money as well. So that money combined with the food money was all that I needed to pay my bills and to write. I'm a writer, so I've published dozens of books. Before I hit the street, I published 3 books: Growing Great Cannabis, Do the Math Diet, and The Wrong Side. And The Wrong Side was about what I went through in my court cases in 2011 and 2012. And those books are on Amazon, like all of my books. And they're in Kindle and paperback format, in case you want to check them out. So when I moved to Long Beach, I started writing poetry and publishing it as well. And writing books in a series called A Brand New World, which I'll talk about more later. I was born and raised with the first computers. My dad was a co-founder of a computer college in San Diego, so I had the know-how to make websites. I first started making them on AOL back in 1997. And so when I moved to Long Beach, I wanted to put my stuff on my website. You see, since the government broke down my door in 2011, I stopped trusting everybody. And I knew my time was limited on Earth, and I had no idea if they were going to try to bust me for more stuff. I mean, I took the stuff that the DEA and those fools left behind that could have maybe added more charges on. I took it down to the beach and burned it because I didn't know what they were going to do. And then I moved out of there as quickly as I could and lived on the street. You know, I mean, looking over my shoulder, not trusting anybody ever. And I was upset with the law and with the way I was treated. But I was quickly upset with polluters, and I started seeing things differently living on the street, and how there was a lot of irresponsible people out there that really didn't care about the environment. It was frustrating, and I ended up realizing that people never understood why I was upset. You know, I was always upset at things other people weren't upset about, so just looking at me or assuming would never tell the story. You know, I stopped using Facebook because the forestry department apparently spied on my Facebook account, so they said on the witness stand, you know, according to Michelle Cerubi, you know, in 2011, before they raided my home and destroyed the plants we were growing for the collective. So I have not been a Facebook fan for a long time. And I totally quit the network a couple of years ago after the Russia ordeal. After 2016. But when I was in Long Beach, I developed my Twitter account. I was following like 1,000 people a day. And you know, that was pretty exciting because there was a way that I could get information out quickly and all over the place. I watched a lot of CNN, and I started realizing that, you know, there was a lot more going on than they were telling us. And it really inspired me to dig deeper and think and write stories and to listen and ask the relevant questions. You know, I interviewed a lot of great people. I interviewed the president of the college at LBCC. I interviewed Gavin Newsom and a whole lot of other people. He was the lieutenant governor of California at the time. And I thought highly of him. He was a decent guy. So instead of walking in Long Beach, I decided to ride the bus. And that was a mixed bag, you know, because I had to wait for the bus. And bus stops are polluted places. And sometimes the bus was late, you know, and it was disgusting. But it got me around, and it was good. It was a good value. I saw one guy get hit one time. He was mouthing off to the bus driver, and I couldn't believe it. He was, like, screaming at him. And so he pulled over. This was on Cherry. And there was another guy that was riding with the bus driver that was part of the bus company. And so they got off, and that guy was talking to the belligerent guy. And the belligerent guy pretended like he was going to hit him, and he didn't. And then the other guy just dropped him. Smack. And I couldn't blame him, you know? I mean, it was the stupidest thing in the world. Never act like you're going to hit somebody and don't hit them, because they'll drop you. You know, it's considered self-defense at that point, I think. So I started realizing, too, how renters were like slaves, you know? Think about it. If you work some job for a bunch of hours a week to get money to pay for a rental, it's just flushing it down the toilet. You know, I don't want to rent a place. I want to own a place. You know, Americans need to own their homes or be able to own the home if they want, or else they're just wasting their time and they're wasting their money, and they could just go live outside. It's beautiful outside. You know, it's more beautiful when people aren't polluting it, but I digress. So when I lived in Long Beach, it gave me the chance to visit Hollywood and visit Los Angeles, and I visited some comedy clubs in Los Angeles that were a lot of fun. And I needed a good laugh at the time. And I visited Compton a couple of times. One of my friends invited me to spend the night in his buddy's motorhome in Compton, and I said, okay. But when I woke up, he was gone, and the motorhome was moving. And I was in the back of it, and I was like, oh, what is going on? For that moment, I wasn't sure where we were going. All these thoughts flashed through my head, like, did he really know this guy that owned the motorhome? But it just turned out that he took it and put it on the other side of the street because it was like a street sweeper night, and he was going to get a ticket if he didn't move it. But that made my heart jump. So another place a lot of homeless people go, that is the library. You know, the public library is a great place to go and use a computer. If you want to publish a book, you can work on it there. If you want to do research, read, get inside, beat the heat, you know, maybe charge up some devices, go to the library. You know, the library in Hawaii, say Kahului, they've got a bunch of solar panels on their building. So you're also using some clean energy there. So I ended up moving to Hawaii in November of 2014. I got a $232 check from Apple. I had signed one of these lawsuits, these class action lawsuits against Apple. Probably one of those things a lot of people do and don't even think about and then don't really expect much. And then one day the check came in the mail and I just said, whoa. And you know what? I looked it up and the airfare to Hawaii was almost the exact same amount. So I moved to Hawaii, I dropped all of my classes I was taking, and I had vacationed in Hawaii a bunch of times when I was a kid because my parents always loved going to Hawaii. And after I graduated from college at San Diego State University, I visited Maui for a couple of weeks. And even when I was married, I took my wife over to Honolulu. We stayed in the Rainbow Tower for a while. So I was certain I would like it, and I was right. Hawaii is amazing. But this one is just about Long Beach. I just wanted to give you a little teaser. You know, next week, or excuse me, in 2 days from now, I'm going to broadcast a podcast on organic food because that was one of the transitions I ended up making right away, too. And some of these things were sort of selfish, so to speak, at the beginning, or because I had no choice, maybe. But after a while, I started realizing how these choices were really smart and beneficial to me and to everybody. And organic food is one of those things. And when I started living on the street, I wanted to give myself the greatest chance to survive and to live a long, healthy life. And to do that, I realized I needed to eat organic food. And so I'm going to talk about organic food and what's wrong with the food supply today. That'll be on Sunday, April 19th. I'm going to broadcast that and put it online as well. Then the following one will be about Honolulu on April 21st on Tuesday. Now this will go, like I said, every other day until Cinco de Mayo on May 5th, and that'll be a wrap-up. Thanks for listening. I wish you the best. You can visit me on my website if you want, jasongastrich.com. You can email me from there if you have any questions. And you can see the full video there or on YouTube as well, or on Periscope. Take care, and good luck.